Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome, everybody, back to a championship edition. The podcast, greatest podcast, all the land.
Honey, all the land.
Matt, are you already wearing gear?
Damn straight, dude.
Where did you get gear?
Fresh gear, straight. Well, my girlfriend got it for me. Shout out Tyler at SeaTac Airport. Yeah.
All right. I was wondering.
Yesterday.
There's been people. All right. What's up, Matt? Matt Copper, the producer of FCTV. What's up, Matt?
Hey, dude. Cop.
This one's going to be a little loose. Sorry, everybody. We had Super Bowl on Sunday, long day of work yesterday, work today, parade tomorrow. Like your boy's just been running on fumes from energy.
Ted, it's tough to feel bad for you watching a championship and out drinking beers with your friends.
Yeah, I know. I just happened to look up. We were talking for 5 minutes and realized Matt's already in a Super Bowl championship shirt. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I saw you post that, I think.
Yeah, I put that in the thread with the boys back east.
Yeah, I saw a couple people downtown with it already today. Our buddy Aaron from Melbourne, I saw him today. He was in town.
Nice.
He already had on a hat. I go, Aaron, where'd you get the hat? He's like, I stood in line for like an hour. I'm like, God damn. Good work.
Wow.
First, I think that the time has elapsed. It's okay to bring this up. Cobb, in 2014, after the Super Bowl victory, there was an issue downtown in Pioneer Square on something called a pergola. So I was in West Seattle. I wasn't there. But there's like this famous old, I don't even know what to call it. It's a pergola. That's the name.
It's a pergola. Yeah.
Right. So if people don't know what that is, like, look it up. So some young inspiring gentleman had hopped on top, and our buddy Cobb happened to be one of them. So I'll get into the celebrations we were having afterwards, but it's funny, I wake up the next day on my buddy's couch and he's like, and I just hear him laughing. I go, what are you laughing at? He goes, oh, the cops just tweeted out on Sunday after the game, like, stay off the pergola. And then, like, I guess like an hour later, it's like, all right, hey, guys, you guys on top of the pergola. We're talking about you. So I was like, man, Cobb was there last time.
Dude, I'd like to say this. First of all, do you have an alibi that you were in West Seattle, Ted? I didn't think so. Next up, at least not one that would vouch for you now.
Well, I was gonna
say, I do. I know where you
were. I haven't talked to her 10 years.
Yeah, I know. And I know why. And I respect that move. Next, I would say, yeah, there was about 75 people on the pergola. The only way I'd like to redeem myself is say I didn't break any glass panels. I did have a good time. And I also donated to the fund to rebuild the pergola. So we're all good. But yeah, Seahawks, man, brings back nostalgia. Brings back the memories.
It's unbelievable. And the town,
taste of victory.
The town was electric all night.
Oh, sure.
I had a very nice dinner bought for me on Friday night with some of my bosses and the bartender there. Cobb, you would know, is he our buddy Tate, that was the bartender of the Capitol Grill.
Yes.
And he's like, Legend. I was like, I was like, what are you doing tomorrow? Or what are you doing for the game? He's like, this was Friday night. He's like, dude, I'm getting on a plane at like 8 a.m. in the morning. I was like, you're closing down the steakhouse you work at now? And he's like, yep, just got a ticket this week. Like, I'm going.
Oh,
so
nice.
This is Friday night, right? Now, we're done dinner around 8:39. So I go to meet our buddy, the mayor, at Showbox Market for Grateful Shred, which is like a tribute band to the Grateful Dead.
Nice.
So, like, there's an intermission. We're outside smoking, BSing, meet some dudes that know the show or whatever. And then we're sitting up there, and we hear a couple of the songs we like. And the mayor's like, ah, we should get going. But there's a ton of people in Seahawks gear, right? And literally, as I'm leaving, I start it. And, like, it seemed like half the Showbox was chanting Hawks fat at me when I was like, see? I
mean, the people were ready, dude. Hell yeah. Oh. Lit the match. That's year of the dog status.
It, I mean, just unbelievable. Then, like, Saturday, just bouncing around to a couple bars. I went to the Azteca down in Burien. People were all fired up. We bought shirts. They were selling Seahawks shirts. We bought shirts. What was I going to say? And then, all right. So, credit to Matt. MCTP, you're the first one I remember that told me about Sam Darnold's grandfather being one of the original Marlboro men.
Yeah, I mean, we had it first on this podcast. Like, I listened to a lot of Seahawks content, and no one was on that in mid-October like we were. And yeah, we got the receipts. Check it out. I forget the episode number. I put it up on Twitter, but it was like the October 15th episode or something. We broke that. And then at Media Week, I mean, it was a national story. It was crazy.
Right. You told me about it. We looked it up, and we had made an agreement with Sam Darnold. But people got to keep in mind, this is October. So, like, the Hawks are doing good, but, like, I still thought three-year plan. Like, they'll make the playoffs. They're not going to win
right
a Super
between
Bowl.
The ALDS and ALCS that weekend.
Right. So we shoot off our mouths, and we're like, we're smoking Marbreds. Sam Darnold. I go even farther. I'm going to smoke a pack of them. I go, Sam Darnold wins the Super Bowl. Full disclosure, sorry, Sam. It took me a while to come around. So we've been joking about these cigarettes for months, right? So the day of the Super Bowl, right? And Mike that I work with, he's like, hey, I'm not going to watch it with you, but I want to watch it with my wife's family. But we should meet up in the morning, and you know, like noonish or whatever, and have a couple drinks. So we go, let's just go back to that Azteca. Sean and I were at the night before. It was great. Good vibes. So we get in there. How were you guys feeling Sunday morning? I mean, we said confident, but I was still kind of like, I don't know.
I think the only thing I didn't like was that the interviews, they were making it seem like the Seahawks had already won. And that scared me. Super Bowl is a weird game with the long halftime and everything. And I didn't want to come in too confident. So that was my only hesitation. But other than that, I was working on doing some cowboy burgers, feeling pretty good.
Oh, so we got to talk about that. I don't know what that is, but I want to eat one. So then the next morning we goes back to the Azteca. Again, just a vibe in there, right? It's not that crowded yet. People, you know, we hang out with Mike and Mackenzie for a couple drinks, and then we have a plan. First of all, I usually don't say this, but you know, like, sometimes you see an attractive woman, it's like her body was built for that, this or whatever. So my buddy on Saturday is kind of freaking out, excuse me, about getting the Wingstop order in. And I just go, brother, Wingstop is made for Super Bowl Sunday, especially the Wingstop, any Wingstop in the Seattle metro area. So grab our buddy Brett, leave the Azteca, go into Wingstop. I mean, she's a thing of beauty, boys. They've moved out all the tables, and there's just stacks of wings ready to go for pickup orders. There's like one poor bastard trying to order there, and he's just like, I'm the only idiot that didn't pre-order.
Oh, no.
So, wow. I mean, just, and at this point, we're like giddy, right? We're a couple cocktails in. So then we're going to go up. There's a local spot called Pizza Gallery that I like in Burien, White Center. So we're going to go up there. We get pizzas. They have a sign up. We noticed that because it's like a family shop. Like, we'll close at this time, but all hands on deck, right? Like, dude, everybody's working this day, and they're pumping out pizzas. a guy shows up to pick up pizza. He's not wearing a Seahawks shirt. He's just wearing a Bad Bunny tour shirt. And we're like, are you a Hawks fan too? He's like, oh yeah, but trust me, I've seen this guy perform. You're going to love it. We're like, yeah, like, let's go, Bad Bunny. So we stop at this other local bar, shout out to Elmer's, and we're in there to get one shot and then start watching, get home, watch pregame. And I just say to the woman, I go, Tate, by any chance, do you sell Marlboro Reds? And she's like, oh yeah, it's, you know, however much it is for a pack. And I go, I don't need them yet. So, well, when the Seahawks win,
be ready.
I'm coming back for those cigs. She's kind of like, awesome. What? And it's not like crowded yet. And I'm like, Sam Darnold's grandfather was one of the original Marlboro man. I have made a bet with this guy and my buddy down in California. We're smoking these Reds. Right?
Oh my God, dude. This is amazing.
Yeah. So I should also mention that on Friday on the show, we had on Seahawks sideline reporter Jen Mueller, who always did a bunch of stuff with the Mariners too. Now, Thursday night, boys, I was getting so amped. I watched John Gruden do a 2-hour chalk talk on this game. I mean, he was breaking down. Did you watch the same one?
That was so good. I thought I texted you about it. That was like the best preview you could have asked for.
Right. So the next day we're talking to Jen, you know, miles at the good interview. And then finally I'm like, Jen, look, I got to be the nerdy sports guy here. And I go, I got a theory. And she goes, what's your theory? And Miles still like, yeah, what's your theory? And I go, AJ Barner's just going to have a game. I go, it might just be one catch, just something. I'm telling you, AJ Barner. And she kind of goes, all right, how'd you come up with that theory? And I went, well, I'm the psychopath, and I watched 2-hour chalk talk last night, and I just think Barner's going to make a play. So when he scores that touchdown.
Oh, my God.
It's like, Barner, yes. Like, I made that call. Like, oh. Ball knower, Ted Smith.
Dude, honestly, that's amazing. I mean, I feel like Matt said, too, it's nice to have the receipts, you know, that was like set into a microphone. I personally was waiting for the slant route touchdown, the Ted Smith, as they have it labeled in the playbook.
Yeah, and Dixon. I mean, I got a little nervous there in the fourth quarter. That guy punted his ass off.
Oh, incredible punting.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Myers, our kicker, you could have easily made him the MVP of that game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they kept starting the Patriots at like the 1 to 3 yard line. Like, they have to go 98 yards.
Yeah.
And it's insane.
Yeah. I mean, that defense is just smothering, suffocating. I mean, whatever word you want to use, it was like Drake May just couldn't get away from him.
And that was with four guys. Like, a lot of the time, they weren't even blitzing, man. They were just collapsing that pocket ruthlessly with four dudes. And it was like every one of those matchups, the Seahawks just had the advantage. I mean, they just playing out physical them at the line.
It was unbelievable. And has KJ always been taking that much time behind the line of scrimmage and then just turning on the Jets? Like, I just don't remember Walker turning into that running back, but it was unbelievable. He was just standing back there like, all right. And there's my block. And then he would just like accelerate.
Dude, patience really does like separate the men from the boys in the running game. I mean, that was a big Sean Alexander thing too. It's like having Max Strong up there and waiting for like kind of the second instinct moment. And then you hit that seam and it's, ooh, all the great running backs have done it.
So then I think like most of Seattle after the game, we watch all the post game stuff. Now it's been about an hour. We walk back up to Elmer's, and look, I may be embellishing a little bit, but boys, I'm telling you, the bar was packed, and it was like I was Moses parting the Red Sea, the blue and green sea. And I like walk up, and she's just like, you ready for those cigarettes now? I was like, yeah. And I got so excited. I go outside, I start talking to people, I start packing them, and they're like, I didn't know people pack cigarettes anymore. I'm like, I haven't smoked a cigarette in 15 years. I was like, I don't know what. Then I'm like, does anybody have a lighter? At one point, somebody was like, you can't smoke inside. I was like, no. I just had one in my mouth, and I was like, Sam Darnold.
Oh my God, dude, that's incredible.
I mean, just so much fun. It was unbelievable.
Dude, Ted, I love that. This is like that meme that's like me also me. Like 3 weeks ago on this podcast, you're like, all right, boys, I gotta stop going out. I'm spending too much money. 10 minutes ago, you're like, dude, I'm hungover, man. Like, I gotta just, you know, the weekend was crazy. And you're like, also me. Sam Darnold ripping cigs inside the bar. Let's go. It's like, let's see. Yeah, Ted. Like, that's what I'm talking about, dude. That's Year of the Dog right there.
Dude,
you're living life, man.
I didn't realize this till the other day. The episode where we talked about Sam Darnold's grandpa was also the episode that you posed the hot dog question for the first time. And it spawned the Year of the fucking Dog.
Oh my God, dude. I actually forgot that that's the origin of the Year of the Dog.
I was like, dude, we altered the course of history that episode. That is crazy.
God, sometimes lightning just strikes. Dude, you know what I would love is if, like, there's a, you know, there's thousands of billionaires now. Like, if one of them listens to our show and he's just like, you know what? I'll be your dog sponsor. I was like, how many dogs can these boys eat in a year?
Well, in theory, look, I'm going to be downtown early tomorrow. I have a ticket to the trophy presentation at the stadium. Like, I'm putting down a dog before noon, boys.
Yes. All right, dude, before noon. Like, that's a powerful dog.
Victory dog, dude. That's well deserved.
I like that.
Also, pretty sure I ate enough little Smokies to garner me at least a couple grand on a Sunday.
Dude, that's awesome. I did Pigs in the Blanket for the party we went to. And as always, people turn their nose up and then they're a huge hit. Every dog cleared.
Yeah,
I made 46 of those f-ing things. Sorry, wow. Matt.
Damn. All right, let's talk a little food. What about this cowboy burger? What makes it a cowboy burger as opposed to a burger?
Dude, so it was an interesting setup. So I'm not usually the food guy. You guys know this. How many times have I cooked for either of you? I'm willing to bet it's a fat goose egg. Zero. I don't cook a lot.
You cooked me some eggs once with leftover brisket from Terry Box.
Nice. We've been friends for 18 years. One time. So
it sounds pathetic when you put it that way.
Yeah, it does. You've cooked for me dozens of times. But anyway, so we were going over to this Super Bowl party at a house in South Austin. And for whatever reason, like most, or the girl who was hosting is Ukrainian. And she just kind of didn't really know like American traditions. She was like, hey, if you guys want to come over, you can. I was like, okay, cool. I'll bring, you know, pigs in a blanket. I got you. And she's like, well, we have a grill. Like if anyone wants to use that. And like, she just kind of wasn't really sure where to land. So I was like, all right, full on cheeseburgers for the Super Bowl. Not usually what you see at a Super Bowl party. Usually, you know, smaller finger foods. But I was like, all right, what if I just did sliders? So I do my pigs in a blanket. They hit. And then for sliders, I did half cowboy burgers and half Angus pepper burgers. So what a cowboy burger is, Ted, is it's super high quality meat. But then within the ground beef, they do chives, they do cheese, and they do little tiny jalapenos. These things are super high in fat. And so they're just like, they're just succulent. Like this is top quality Texas beef. And they are the best burger hands down I've ever had. It's like better than any restaurant you've been to. And so what's nice is as the griller, they make you look like a superhero, but really it's just because of the quality. So I was just banging out, I don't know, probably 20 sliders, little grilled onions, some ketchup, and then didn't need to put cheese because they have cheese in the burger. And boys, most of the food at this Super Bowl party was untouched. Like most of it got 10% eaten, 12% eaten. Every burger gone. Every dog gone. I represented America, and I represented this goddamn podcast.
Good work. Damn. Do you have to, did you hand forge these, or did you buy them pre-made?
So I bought them pre-made as full burgers. So then I had to go back in and hand forge them down to, what's it called? Slider size. Sliders. And then with the pigs in a blanket, I always do half no cheese and then half with little slices of Beecher's cheese, but it's tougher to get Beecher's down here. So I had to get little Beecher's singles and then slice them up and then get them in there. But all the prep work was worth it because they hit and I will absolutely be invited back next year.
Yeah. That's great work out of you, man. I mean, we did, put together a quick sauce of barbecue and grape jelly and just threw little Smokies in there before we went back to the Azteca. It was like, they'll be ready when we get home. Let's roll.
Nice. Dude, one other thing to add, Matt may have experienced this too. We watched outside, which I don't know if I've ever done that before. huge TV, standing in a backyard. The guy who lives there is an announcer for the Golf Channel. I don't want to say who. And so his backyard is a green. So we're like putting. They have a little pool out there. It was probably 75 degrees. Mm.
Whew. Well, that's dope. And yes, I don't think I've ever watched a Super Bowl outside.
Yeah, I watched the pregame outside, but at the bar at the clubhouse after we golfed, and but yeah, we didn't watch the game that was inside.
Matt, what did you cook?
Cook food wise, I don't.
Yeah, think... or what were you guys eating?
Oh, my dad made a pizza somewhere in there, but I didn't want to eat. I was a wreck. I mean, we ate before the game at like 1 or something. And then I was just like too anxious and amped. I didn't care. Eventually, a veggie tray showed up to the left of me, and I was just like anxiety eating carrots and green beans. Like, just, I mean, but it was like compulsive. Like, you know, I wasn't even enjoying it. It was just like, I just need some hand to mouth. I need that Marbred to fill this void after this game. But right now, this broccoli's going to have to do.
Dude, we did the same thing, right? Like, we had a bunch of wings. We got 2 pizzas for 3 dudes. There was plenty of pizza. But, like, we hammered down some pizza and wings pregame. Halftime, I probably watched Bad Bunny. They got another piece of pizza, a couple wings. And then, yeah, late night, a lot more of the food actually got eaten.
Yeah.
Post game, food was eaten, and I pooped 4 times at work the next day. So yeah, I really felt it.
4 times, yeah. On the company dime. Let's go, Ted.
So he's like, "You all right?" I was like, first of all, we need higher quality toilet paper because I'm getting hurt back there." But yeah, like so he's like, "You all right, man?" I'm like, "No, I'm not all right." I was hammering down Little Smokies and pizza. 10:30 last night after all day of like hanging out, like my stomach's in shambles.
Dude, like, it is always funny. I love that. It's like when you only have yourself to blame, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, 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 if it isn't all the source of my pain and bad decisions, me.
Right. You know? There was no doubt how we got there.
Yeah, like past you just had it out for a present you.
Oh, yeah, past me was just having fun. He was not thinking about future me at all. I mean, even like there's a little like corner store inside this building downtown, and I'll usually get like a canned coffee and a green tea every day, right? Like, or maybe like a diet soda once in a while, just something with a little caffeine and then this green tea. And I had like, what was it? Like the green tea and a Gatorade. And she was like, "Oh, have fun at the Super Bowl." It's like, yeah, I'm still doing a little bit of hydrating here. And like, by the time we got to the end of the show, like they're just like, "Dude, good work. It's TV time." They're like, "You look like you've been hurting today." And I'm like, "I haven't been home since Saturday." I was like, I didn't even shower this morning. I literally woke up. It was 9:30. And I was like, "Oh, I got to be to work soon."
Oh, like, dude, that's awesome.
I'll say I'm completely roaming on fumes in here.
I feel like I always have that thought late in the night, and sometimes I go demon mode. I'm just like, you know what? Sorry, Matt, you're going to have to believe me. Future Cobb. Give me another beer. It's like that guy deserves to suffer.
Right? Or he's like, was the city, how late you guys stay up? I was like, ironically, like I was asleep by like 11:30, 12. I go, just that much junk food and brewskis all day. Like, that's not good sleep. Didn't have my CPAP.
Oh yeah. That's going to take its toll. Right? Yeah. I went to a concert till 4 on Saturday and got, you know, Sunday was a rugged wake up, but I was like, game day, baby, we got to get it, and came alive.
Oh, that makes me feel even more proud of you for putting in the prep work on all that food.
Dude, it was my entire afternoon prepping. But granted, game here is at 5:30, so you have a little extra, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Generally, I don't know. Generally, like, I just don't care about the pregame stuff, but it was like, we got to lock in. We got to watch everything.
Ted, I love your commitment. Always sounds like you're playing. That's what I like.
I mean, it is odd. So, you know what? I'll say it on this podcast. So, shockingly, right? Because what was it? Remember the weekend before, I cooked all the stuff in my crock pot and made a soup. So I had just been eating leftovers till when, you know, through Wednesday night. So Thursday, I'm like, I'm not going to go to the grocery store and get like a full order because I know I have this dinner on Friday. I'm going to spend the night at my buddies on Saturdays, so blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, I'm driving home from work. I have, dude, there's nothing in my fridge, right? I stop at the QFC to get an old 12er soda water. So I'm like, I'm going to have to suck down some of those later. And then I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to go to my local, have a couple beers maybe to feel better, which sounds horrible, and just get some food to go. Dude, I walk in there. There's nobody. I mean, there's like one table with like people that are in fresh Seahawks gear that obviously had just bought it and are fired up, but there's nobody at the bar. And Cobb, you've been to that bar with me. That's a big bar top.
Wait, when was this?
Last night. Everybody had partied so hard the night before. There wasn't like not one of the regulars.
Oh my God. Wow.
And I'm not talking trash, but like my local has a good set of regulars, right?
Oh, yeah. This is like a busy local bar.
And I'm just like, not one of them. And then I was talking to the bartender. His voice is like raw from screaming all night. And he's like, dude, it was crazy. He was like, an hour after the game, we got slammed to last call at like 2 a.m. I was like, I mean, yeah. Makes sense. I go, we did the exact same thing. We wanted to see the trophy presentation, watch them smoke some cigars, and then, yeah, went to the bar and just everybody was out.
Mm. Man, that's awesome. I love that. I love when the city of Seattle actually lets loose and celebrates, you know? It's like a pretty button-down town. I like when people are just, it's raw.
I mean, even like today, just walking back from getting, like grabbing lunch, like there's just this like woman, she's got on a brand new Super Bowl championship shirt. I'm wearing my hat and I'm just like, I like the shirt. She turns to me, doesn't speak, barely, I don't know what language it was, barely speaks it. And she's just like, Seahawks. We like high five. I'm just like, nice. This is what the city should be.
Exactly. Cross-cultural, man. That's rad.
It is. It is. And that's the thing I talk about all the time. Like, man, you don't even have to like football. A, you're going to watch the Super Bowls. It's a fun event. But B, just being in a city where you actually win it. I mean, they're talking about 1 million people might show up tomorrow for that parade.
Wow. Dude, also, you know, like that woman barely speaking English and loving the Seahawks, like that's America to me.
Yeah.
Like, people are talking a lot right now about ICE, immigration, whatever. And like, you know, I see both sides, but like that is America. It's just like the like, I don't know, the Americana, like extreme culture just in some weird way, like still binds us, you know?
Yeah.
It feels good. Just, it makes you feel more connected. And like pro sports is one of the last vestiges of that.
Yeah. As you would say, tribal.
Well, yeah. And everyone watches it at the same time, like TV shows used to be. And so it's like we all are thinking the same thing, not like halfway through a season of whatever you already finished it. Like we're all on the same like cultural cadence.
I was talking to my friend about that this weekend. And I mean, we agreed, I could put it up to you guys that like it felt like the last time that everybody was like on the same page and like with a, you know, it was that level of cultural phenomenon was Chappelle's Show. Like granted, we're dudes that were like around high school that time, but like it aired on Wednesdays. Every Thursday everyone came to school quoting the exact same lines.
Yeah.
There's an event.
Your couch. Exactly. Yeah, Matt, you're not wrong. Chappelle's Show was one of the major ones. I was kind of thinking like Breaking Bad was sort of in there. Obviously, Sopranos. We didn't have cable, but like that was kind of a big one. Seinfeld last episode, Friends last episode. Like there are just a few moments. And you're right. Chappelle's Show may have been the last. It's like that or Breaking Bad, I feel like.
Yeah. Email or tweet us if you got something else.
Yeah, and even before, like, you had all the streaming services. Remember, like, TiVo would come out and DVR. So, right, like, I do a TV segment every day on the radio, right? Sometimes it'd be like, I remember Sons of Anarchy. I was like, I got to talk about this episode. And like, my boss, our old boss was like, do not, dude. I love that show. I do not want to hear what happened. And I'm like, I got to talk about it. It was unbelievable. But I mean, I got some, there was like 2 years later, people would come to me at events and be like, dude, I can't believe you broke the news when Opie died.
Like, oh my God. That's actually hilarious. And it's 2 years later, like they've been holding on to that, you know? Like, by that logic, I just wonder what's coming down the pike for all of us. I know I'm getting punched in the face by Juicy J, but that feels obvious. And I deserve that. I'll say that.
What then? Deserve that.
I've got it coming. Sorry.
All right. And yeah, I just got to give a little more love. That Azteca was so much fun. And dude, when we got there, we just sit like, first of all, I miss my Azteca at Northgate, but we're sitting in the bar, right? And I think this is like one of the original ones down there in Burien. So it's like a big bar with tables, but in the middle, they have like those taller, like bar tops, right? So we're just sitting there, but right, there's, you know, five of us. So like BSing with this one guy, God, what was his name? I don't know. He had a bunch of cool jerseys. And then this woman comes in and she kind of just sits with us and she's like, you're like, what's up? We're like, hey, what's going on? You're like, are you guys staying? And we're like, actually, we're not. Like, even though we bought shirts here last night, like, we're actually just kind of pregame and we're leaving. And she's like, oh, thank God. All right. Like, we sit at this table every Seahawks game and this and that. Right. And we're like, oh, no, you know, no worries or whatever. And she's like, yeah, my boyfriend sent me in early. She's like, to convince people to leave. She was like, I have like $100 tab. I was allowed to buy shots to like buy off people at this table. And we're like, oh, like, damn it. We should have milked you for something. But we were like, when they win, we'll be back. So it's just nice. Funny, getting to work on Monday. And she's like, man, we waited a little bit, but you guys never showed back up. And she was like, and I didn't realize I was talking to you and Mike Hawk. And I was like, well, if you know the show, like, you should say hi. And she's like, I had no idea. She goes, as soon as you guys left, the other people at the bar were like, and Mike was wearing it. We have these Pinkies jackets with our names on them.
Nice.
So it's like, she was like, everybody was talking about it. And I was like, damn. But I respect it. She was just like, we sit in. I was like, which seat? She's like, that seat. I'm like, all right. Like, we got you, but shout out to Terry. And smart move out of her boyfriend. I'll take my time, honey. You get in there and convince people to give us our seats.
Honestly, I love that. And also, like, I mean, if you sit at the same table every game and your team makes it to the Super Bowl, like, you gotta get that table.
Oh, 100%. Cobb, you know me. I even said it to her. I go, like, hang on, let me get this straight. So he sends you in, like, and then you play nice with all of us and get us to give it up. She's like, yeah. And I was like, I like this guy. I like how he's working smarter, not harder.
I like him, man. I respect him. That's awesome.
And also, again, like, community, it was kind of nice when she was like, are you guys stay? You guys aren't leaving, are we? Like, no, we're totally leaving. It's all yours.
Nice. Also, shout out to Azteca, man. People think it's like a giant chain because there is a big chain on the East Coast called Plaza Azteca. But Azteca is just Washington. It's like, I want to say like 11 locations, 13 locations, something like that. Like, they do a great job for family Mexican restaurant. We used to hit it growing up. They had one in the old... For Juanita people, I know there's a couple that listen, the old Izzy's Pizza location by Fred Meyer.
Yeah, dude. Well, even I was talking to like the manager the night before and he's like, oh, I'm working tomorrow. It's like, to me, like, right, like Dick's Burgers, Pagliacci, like Azteca. These are very taco time, very Northwest things.
I mean, that feels, Ted, I love you. That feels like a stretch. Washingtonians, I mean, you do have some iconic brands in Washington, and I am giving big ups to Azteca, but like, as far as icons, like, you know, Dick's and the Molly Moons of the world, I don't know, there's like Azteca maybe is a half step off Dick's as far as, you know, being beloved.
Well, my brand new Seahawks shirt from Azteca says you're wrong,
dude. That thing is so tight. And also, I don't remember if it was Pat or Dan, but he had a pretty funny line about it too.
What's that?
When he was like getting on us because they were like, we all we need, which like the Patriots were using as one of their lines this season, but the LOB said that. I think it was
Yeah.
Red Bryant or Brandon Mebane started it, but the you had already been like, that was our thing from like 12 years ago, dude. Like, get your own thing. And then he's like, you're getting on us about stealing other teams' things when you're the 12s. And he just sent a picture of Texas A&M Stadium. I was like, damn, dude, that's cold-blooded.
It was.
He nailed that.
And that picture the day before of me already popping champagne, like, look at Ted already out the way, bastards.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, all right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt and the cop topic?
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors. If anything gets stinky, feel free to reach out to Pinky's Plumbing. Shout out to Pinky's for the jackets. And then, have you guys seen my Pinky's jacket yet?
No. You mentioned it, but I haven't seen it.
You got it there?
All right.
All right, Matt, predictions. Do you think this thing's going to be pink? Or what's Pinky's vibe?
I don't think it's actually pink, but... Yeah, I'm thinking it's black, and I know it has his name on it. He mentioned
like kind of like
part.
One of those like old baseball jackets, or like more of a bowling
yeah.
jacket.
I mean, maybe
situation.
I'm just thinking about the jackets the Seahawks had after they went.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
That thing is actually pretty high quality. It looks like a right? Letterman's jacket, like a black and red Letterman's jacket with outlined. Are those letters and numbers sewn on? Those things look nice, dude. Damn.
Yes.
That's an ex. That Ted, I don't know if they told you or not. That is a very expensive jacket to make.
Yeah, dude, look. And then on the side, it's their logo, but he's holding a Mentrum IPA.
Oh, my wow. God. Dude, that's a great gift. Wait, let's see it again. Hop back in the middle of the camera. Oh, yeah. It actually looks good on you. It fits well, too.
I know. That's wow. I got it, what, Wednesday morning? I think I wore it out Thursday night and then Saturday night. I've worn it out like three times. Like, I love it.
Fully sponsored. Pinky's Plumbing.
That's what I'm That's talking awesome. About. I was like, and I gotta show you this thing.
That is all pink, or is it red?
Oh, it's pink, dude.
That's what I thought.
Oh, it is? It looks red on here.
So it's black and like pink sleeves, and pink
nice.
Letters. And yeah, that thing is super fresh. Great job, Pinkies.
Right.
God damn it. I should have had a Cobb's popcorn jacket made for you years ago.
I wish.
With, like they got it. Was like, we're gonna wear these. I was like, I don't know, to a bar, like they're awesome. But like sometimes I did kind of forget a couple times on Saturday I was wearing it, and somebody just be like, I gotta ask, what's up with the jacket? And I'm like, oh yeah, good local. I would just look at Sean and go, I keep forgetting I'm actually wearing this.
If you things get stinky, that's who you call.
Call Pinkies, and yeah, God forbid something happens so you get hit or injured. Reach out to our friends, the advocates. All right. Oh, all right. One more thing. So when the Seahawks won the last time, I did not do this, but let's see. 2016. See, it's a little miniature Jameson. It's not fully gone, but I wrote on it because this was the Sounders parade I went to.
Okay.
And then when they won in 14, I had miniatures of Tito's and I wrote on them, or when they went 19 and wrote on them again. But this one says Joe and Ted at the parade. So, yeah, I mean, still supposed to work tomorrow, but I definitely bought a miniature JMO. It's like, oh, we're going to start this for the Seahawks.
Dude, I love that that's your game ball. Airplane shots.
I'm just imagining Ted stumbling into work and be like, it's you or the dog.
Yeah. What? I can't be drunk here. So you're the damn dog.
See, I just won the Super Bowl. Right.
I've already had 5 hot dogs. Damn it. All right, Kyle, let's read some emails. I don't even know how many we have.
Perfect segue. You're the motherfucking dog.
Yeah.
Hey, boys. He did say sorry, Matt. Hey, boys. As I sit here writing this about 10 minutes after the Seahawks won the motherfucking Super Bowl. Sorry for cursing, Matt. I received a few messages and it made me want to share them with you. I've been going through a pretty rough year this year for various reasons, but so many things are trending upward now. And my motto, nay, my whole offer. My whole effing grind set this year has been encompassed by one simple phrase. Year of the dog. So much so that I have about 15 other guys from both my work and my gym that are following the same mindset. And I will immediately start barking if I yell, what year is it? This is so rad. Below is a photo of one of my group chats mere moments after the Seahawks won. I'm so damn grateful for you guys. I've went back and re-listened to every episode since about episode 300, and just listening to you guys BSing every week makes me feel like I'm in the Zoom meeting right there with you fellas. And I guarantee I'm not the only one who feels like this too. Love you, boys. Alfie Murillo. Arf, arf, woof, woof.
Dude. Oh, nice. Shout out to Alfie.
Yeah.
His chat's so good. It's called the Goon Squad, and they just have people saying year of the dog, year of the MF and dog, and gifts of dogs barking. Let's yeah. go, boys. Oh, that's awesome.
We got a similar thread going.
Dude, the next one is literally this is actually one of the better emails we've ever gotten. All right, I gotta get through this. The whole email literally is just woof woof, go Hawks, and then it's a picture of a guy sitting in the front seat of his car, and all you can see is a Costco hot dog and his steering wheel. God, I'm tempted to send this guy $1,000. Nice, bro. That's truly one of the greatest composed emails we've ever seen. I mean, back to back, those are solid. We're off to a great start. Oh man, that's just that photo sent me. I don't know why. That's just it's insane. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Guten Tag. God damn, Cobb. The end of the last podcast had such a record scratch ending. Reminded me of the time. It reminded me of the time MCTP played Cats in the Cradle at karaoke. By the time you get this, we'll either be pumped or sour. But either way, go Hawks. I did manage to find an entire Seahawks fan club based in Germany, and there are a ton of watch parties going on everywhere. Cheers from your number one listener on Foggy Lake Constance, Lance. What did I say? I don't even remember. I've deleted it from memory.
It was all at Super Bowl hype.
It was with my cousins. And then worse can they find in the Epstein files? Like, Jesus, nice, man.
Hey, we got to keep the people guessing. If they know what's coming, they won't come back for more.
Oh, my God.
A cop-centric
email. Be true.
A cop-centric email. First of all, happy belated birthday, Cobb. Thank you, brother. I hope it was a good one. Second, don't be too bad about not knowing the Brooklyn Dodgers went away back in the 60s. For the longest time, I thought Jimi Hendrix was British until I found out he was born and raised in Seattle. Hello, Ted and Matt. Talk to you soon. Stevie.
God damn it, Cobb. Did we miss your birthday?
I don't know. I wouldn't say we've been missing it, Ted. Yeah, it was on the 31st.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah, happy you. Belated.
Thank you, gentlemen. We got time for one more email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Body suspension. Hey, guys. I heard you avoided a body suspension show because you thought it might be kink related. Let me tell you, Michelle, that is not why we avoided it. I was scared to see someone get their skin ripped off. Actually, the mayor was. I was fine. Steady like a rock. I haven't been to a show, but I used to go to a practice space for suspensions with a friend that performed. He never felt sexual when I observed him practicing. If anything, the energy was hugely supportive. Everyone was encouraging, but they keep safe distances from those who have been pierced to keep wounds clean. So it was very respectful. It was incredible to watch how resilient and supportive the human body is, and I was surprised how little blood is shed despite big hooks being dug into people's skin. If how the body works and functions is interesting to you, like seeing the bodies exhibit, I'd suggest watching a suspension show. Human bodies are truly capable of amazing things. Much love, Michelle. Yeah.
All right.
I don't disagree, honestly, but I think just the combination of suspension and being in like a sandy desert with wind blowing all over the place and the unexpected, like two guards outside and just kind of not knowing what we stumbled upon. You're right. We may have said kink related, or I might have said we don't kink shame, but it's just kind of its own thing. And it did feel like a little intimidating, maybe is the right way to put it.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Oh, I mean, look, I'm with you. That was nothing to do with that. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I would have, it would be different to see and then just walking up on it randomly again in the desert would be like, it's all right. It's a little aggressive.
Yeah, it was just kind of like contextual, you know, like there is out of context. I mean, so the opposite of contextual, it was like just out of context. It kind of threw us, but I'm definitely a don't knock it till you try it guy with anything. I don't know if I'm willing to try that, but I'm certainly not willing to knock it. So sorry if I did to anybody who's in that world.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think you had a big weekend. Check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Ooh. Oh boy, did I. Let's see. I mean, I got new tires Saturday. That was good. It feels like a new car. Like, I didn't realize how bad bald tires make your car feel compared to like just getting some fresh ones from Costco. So, that's huge. Like, my subconscious, like, knew where bumps in the road that I didn't like the feeling of were. And now I just like cruise right over them. And it's like, damn, dude, I just need new tires. So that was Saturday.
Dude, I had to have some stuff done to my car. So when cops started that last email about suspension, I was like, I talked about my car on here? And you guys made it seem like nobody might like it. Like, I don't know. It's just a car suspension. So yeah. Anyhow,
I said struts. Struts.
Struts. Go ahead, Matt.
Went to Costco, walked all the way around the store because I just had time to kill. Sorry, but I'm a chicken bake guy. I mean, I've been to Costco a bunch, and I haven't had a single Costco dog. I just love those chicken bakes. I'm not getting paid $1,000 a dog. Like, I'm all for Year of the Dog energy, but it doesn't apply the same way at Costco because I just love those chicken bakes so f-ing much. So, did a big ass lap on a busy Saturday the day before the Super Bowl with nothing to do. So I wasn't like, get out of my way. Cause I was like, I can't even get anything. Like, I'm not going right home. I'm waiting on my tires. Found a shirt. I know how Cobb feels about Costco clothes. I haven't tried it on, so hopefully it fits all right. We'll see. But if not, it's $9. The hell do I care? And it could be a good find. Not to brag.
he doesn't care.
That was Saturday. I got my car washed too before that. And then that night, like, I was so goddamn anxious. Tyler was up in Seattle, and so I was home alone. I'd been sick most of the week, just like, you know, I wasn't like deathly ill, but I was sick enough that I can't be going to work as a trainer with a bunch of clients over the age of 70, you know? And so I was like, well, I got to do the responsible thing and just watched a bunch of like YouTube about the game. So by the time like Saturday night rolled around, I was just a wreck. And I just walked out the front door, no destination. Ended up down on El Paseo, which is like the main drag that Ted and I walked down. They usually have like a Bentley or a Lambo parked out on the sidewalk. Just the Rodeo Drive of the desert. It's pretty lit, but it's like boomer paradise. And so I'm just like walking and I'm like, I'm going to walk that way because I got nowhere to be. I'm just out here trying to manage my anxiety, you know? And then I start like hearing music. I'm like, what? Live band? And then I like turn the corner and it's like this big stage with like, dude, I mean, probably over 500, but less than 1,000 people out, just like outdoor stage, just dancing. But it's like all old white boomers, like straight from Tommy Bahama, like and they are like getting down, like wine dancing like you would not believe, and just in their element. Like, it was so cool to see. Turns out it was a Huey Lewis cover band. I'm not very up to date on Huey Lewis, but like seeing how lit these people were about it, it was a really fun scene to just stumble upon.
Like, Huey Lewis has some bops, dude.
Dude, I was like, these are not bad songs. I thought it was just a bass, but I was like, I don't know these. Yeah, there's a lot of tribute artists that perform down here, so, but I didn't know it was all Huey Lewis in the news. But I was like, they got a sax up there, dude. Nice. Like, these are some jams. And then, yeah, but I mean, it was all about the crowd. Just, I mean, everybody was 60 plus. Everybody had wine in their hands, and they were just dancing like no one was watching. And most people weren't, but I was just out killing time. And I was like, you guys are having a night, dude. This is sick.
I mean, that's kind of nice to run up on when you're like trying to like de-stress.
I'm trying to take my mind off the Super Bowl, and I'm like, it was so immersive and so fun. And I caught like the last two songs, and then they decided to do an encore, and sorry, City of Palm Desert, don't shut us down. We're just going to do one more. And I looked at my watch. It was 7 o'clock. I'm like, with this like rebellious, we're going past curfew. We're going to play till 7:05.
I like that. Now you have to turn your mic back on.
Peak desert living.
I like that. 7 o'clock. Finest. F it.
Yeah. It was super fun. So I just kind of wandered around for like another hour or so after that. I told you guys one story about that will stay off the cast, but it was pretty sweet. Went home. I barely slept, but eventually I did, because I knew I had to wake up early and play golf. And I was like, you just got to focus on your round right now, dude. Like, the Super Bowl is not till after the round. You can't be up all night, you know, just getting high and watching YouTube. Like, you got to get your rest. You got to wake up early and get some movement in, and then hit the range. So yeah, my buddy that lives down here, and he runs the fitness department at the club that my dad's at. We played together with my dad and had a great round. He and I walked, my dad drove, and, you know, we're just BSing about football, golf, life. Just like, it's just another great like way to eat up some hours and take my mind off the game. And then, you know, the game happened, and it was just like, it was so fun. I just went over to my parents' house. It was just the three of us. My mom was, you know, mildly interested, but my dad and I were just like, not nervous wrecks per se, but like, it was just an anxious energy. Like I said, like, he was like, what do you want for food? I was like, I don't give a shit about the food, dad. I just want this game to start, and I want us to win, okay? Like, showed up with a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra Zeros. Like,
just shut up, Mitch. Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, it was kind of the same thing when we first got that at Azteca at noon, right? Because the game's gonna start at 3:30 for us. It's same thing. Like, we're chatting, but it's just like, God, I'm oddly, like you said, like a nervous energy. And then by the time I had like made my bed with that other bar about getting cigarettes, and we got home and like I finally ate some food, like then we started getting fired up, and we're like, F them.
Let's go.
Right?
Yeah, that was when your text really ratcheted up a notch in the thread with boys from the cave. That was awesome. I was like, well, Ted's had a few now. Ted's loose.
The amount of F-bombs I unleashed in that thread count was a lot.
That's so funny. And so, yeah.
We got our push-ups in for points.
Yeah, yeah. George texted me and was like, let's do a push-up challenge. And I was like, I'm in. And then I texted you and Sean, and you guys were in, and we added George to the thread. And yeah, we're just like, oh, my pecs want it. My pecs are little sluts. Give them what they want, Hawks. Like, they want it so bad. So I had like three threads that had going on, and I had clients texting me and stuff because I talk about the Hawks all day at work all season. So it was super fun. And, you know, then, yeah, it was so surreal. Like, I've been into that team. I remember when McDonald got hired, and I was, you know, apprehensive but excited, and just seeing how they looked towards the end of last year, and then liking the draft this year, and kind of curious on DeMarcus Lawrence and Cooper Kupp, you know. But I was just really, like, going into the season, I bet on them at plus 550 odds to win the division in this preseason when they're the lowest. So I was just like, dude, if they stay healthy, like, they can run with anyone. Like, I knew that much. Yeah. I just wasn't. Injuries are always the big question mark in the NFL. So seeing it come that far, like, just I felt so vindicated in the amount of time I've spent. I've watched every single Mike McDonald show, like, Mondays after the game on Brock and Salk. Like, it's just a, you know, it's a fun obsession. There was a time where I was like, it's just a weapon of mass distraction, you know, like 13 years ago before the LOB really kicked it up. And I was like, you know what? I like this Sherman guy. I like Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. I think I could use a distraction, actually. Like, I need a lot of distraction, actually. The world's pretty fucked up. And I was just all in, but like on a conscious level, you know, I was like, yes, this is what I want to dedicate my attention to. And yeah, it's been a very fulfilling thing, but yeah, nothing like Sunday was so cool.
Yeah, watch it all come to fruition. You know what I mean? Like, for me, like I said, like I just wasn't this invested in the first two Super Bowls.
Right. And you love ball. It's good to have you on board, sir.
Yeah, right. So then, right, like meeting Coach McDonald, I was confident what he was gonna do. That was cool. I randomly had off on draft day. So me and my buddy Phil, he had like VIP tickets, and you know, we drafted Zabel. Good pick, but like, you're not being like, people weren't going nuts, but it was a good draft pick. And just like, I'm just like, God, I've watched this team for the last 2 years, just so invested. So,
Yeah. I was so goddamn excited when they drafted Gray Zabel. I was like sweating the three picks before that. There was one team that like could have used help on the interior line. I was like, no. And then when he fell to us, I was like, him or Eamon Worry, you know? And then I was at work during day two, and I saw Eamon Worry on that. And I mean, I was visibly like, let's go, in the middle of the gym. Like, people were like, what? He's a South Carolina. He just plays fast. He's super aggressive. He's a little raw, but McDonald's going to coach him up. You watch. Like,
yeah. I mean, Cobb's sister hit me up for the meatball recipe, and I was like, oh, do you mind handing that out? Like, no, not at all. I was like, enjoy the game. Go Hawks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
yeah. So that was the other thing, was last night, I picked up Tyler from the airport. She gave me this shirt right when she landed, before we even got the car, and I was so excited. And then we went to Sherman's and had that fucking Boston cream pie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That was a power move.
So good.
That was a power move when you posted that in the thread.
Yeah. The next day, dude.
Sure, we could drink dunks again. Who gives a shit?
Dude, that Dunkin' ad had me feeling conflicted, because we were like, ban on all things Boston, you know, till after the Super Bowl, and they just dropped the best ad of the whole day.
We had the same conversation. We were like, because at first, like, Boston dunks, and then we were like, all right, that was a really good ad. Like, I do like Dunkin' coffee. I drink it every day at work, but not now.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
I was just putting the Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl thing in my tab so I can check it out later. Missed grilling cowboy burgers. All right, so keeping things, instead of taking a hard left here and talking Epstein, as I've known to do in the past, we're going to keep things Super Bowl. And I feel like, actually, you know, I don't even want to jade it too much with my thoughts. Point blank, what did you think of the Bad Bunny halftime show? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. I know she was divisive. I want to hear where people are at. What did you think of the Bad Bunny halftime show? Boys?
Dope. Turns out I know more Bad Bunny songs than I thought.
That's what a lot of people were saying too. They're like, actually, we know a lot.
Yeah, like everybody's like making a big deal, but like I told you, like I've been in a bar or restaurant before and been like, I think this is Bad Bunny. So then, yeah, seeing him perform, honestly, I thought it was great.
Matt?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job with it. I liked the performance and everything. I didn't recognize a single song. I didn't like a single song. I wouldn't have preferred any of those songs if they were in English. I just thought it was like cool that he was doing his thing, you know, like I don't know, I there was a time a while ago where I kind of like decided to just like stop being a hater and just be like stoked on people finding success doing something they like and are passionate about, even if I don't vibe with that thing or, you know, care about that it's just like tight to see someone on that stage. But I thought they just did a really good job with like the whole performance. I didn't realize those shrubs were human. I was like, this is an elaborate stage design. And then later on Twitter, someone was like, those were people. I was like, what, dude? I had no idea. So, yeah, I thought it was cool. I recognized Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin, but I don't really like know too much about what they're up to these days either. So it was just kind of like, I don't think I was the target audience for that. That's fine. I was there for the game. And you know, it kept my attention kind of off more game anxiety. Like, that was my whole thing all weekend. It's like, oh, my God, I love this Huey Lewis cover band. Oh, my God, this is the best round of golf I've ever played. I didn't play that well, but it was just so nice. And then, like, oh, man, that blew by. It's almost game time again. Let's go, dude. So, yeah, I appreciated it for those reasons.
You know somebody at Spirit Halloween HQ is working on that grass costume right now.
I mean, that's a good call. You still see Left Shark like every year. God, what'd you think about it?
I thought more than the show itself, I thought the commentary about the show was interesting. It was surprisingly divisive, which I was expecting a little bit, but not. People are very polarized, both in Austin and, of course, online. And I think it really, it was very apropos for the moment and did a really good job highlighting some of the tension that exists in the American culture right now, in a number of different ways, but like some of the, you know, the ICE and deportation dynamics. And then of course, like, you know, the haves and have nots, and there was kind of a lot of layers to it and, you know, intended or otherwise. And so, you know, it was very of the moment, and I personally liked it. I thought that was, you know, great art reflects society back to itself, and I think it did a really good job of that, love it or hate it. And so I was surprised by how polarizing it was, but it makes sense now. And, you know, sort of as much as the Super Bowl brings our country together, it showed that there's still some real cracks or rifts in America.
Yeah. I also think everything's decisive anymore. And people just bitch and moan to bitch and moan. Like, you don't want to watch it? Don't fucking watch it. You watch it for a ball game or what? You know what I mean? Like, people bitched and moaned so much about it. And actually was like, all right, now I'll sit here and watch it. But generally, I don't care about the halftime.
Yeah. One, honestly, that'll all help his career too. Like, you know.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's generally what they do, right? If you play the Super Bowl and you're launching a tour.
Yeah, I meant like the fact that there were some people who like hated the show and were very outspoken about it being in Spanish will probably actually ultimately help his career more than hurt it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Again, I don't speak Spanish, so I was like, I like the vibe. Like, I was partying. All right. Well, expect some text tomorrow from the parade, boys.
Can't wait.
Hell yeah.
What's the smart money on? Does AJ Barner give me credit at the ceremony or Coach McDonald? I don't know. It could be either one.
Just wear the damn hat.
Right. I love the idea that somewhere in down there in San Francisco, so he's like, hey, AJ, Ted Smith from the men's room says you're going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I want Sam Darnold to be like, Ted, how many cigs are you through that pack?
Like, I should have brought my cigs.
Dude, Ted, perfect world. You have the cigs with you, and you like flick one into the wind as he drives by. He catches it out of the air, lights it up. You and Sam smoke ripping cigs downtown. Let's go.
Maybe, you're the dog. Yeah, that'll be my excuse if I'm a little bit buzzed up tomorrow before I get to work. Like, I don't know, man. They were throwing beers from the parade.
I caught like 12 of them.
Yeah, I caught about 9.
Crazy.
Coach McDonald just catching strays. I was catching strays.
Coach McDonald threw a sixer at me. I don't know.
I don't even like Coors Light.
All right. For MCTP, for Comedy, Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.